Welcome back to
Late Night Talking.
I'm Peyton.
I'm Lydia.
That's a weird intro.
Let's go with it. I like it.
Okay.
It's different.
Whoa.
Wavelength.
Oh my God.
How are you?
Stressed, tested, 3 exams next week. I'm ready for a spring break.
Me as well. I am you so too? Ready for spring break. I feel like spring break always comes at the best time. Everyone is at their lowest. Everyone has been bogged down by projects ending, exams, papers, whatever it is. Everyone's bogged down. Everyone's stressed. Everyone's like, I need to get out. I'm crawling out of my skin.
That's why I like first semester better, because you have fall break, Thanksgiving break, and you get that big, long winter break. And then second semester, you have what? MLK Day and spring break, and that's it?
I think so.
But this one, we do get the eclipse off.
Woo-hoo! We do get the eclipse off. So whoop, whoop. Thank goodness for moons.
Let's day drink. I will be day drinking because some of us are not 21.
Whoop, whoop. Basically, today, we just want to emphasize how important it is to take care of yourself. Spring semester is hard. But I will say, spring semester goes so much faster.
Yeah.
We're already in week 8.
I know.
Which is insane. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing, listeners? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I could be better. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Could be better.
Actually, now that I think about it, this week was my week.
Why is it going to be next week, unfortunately? Yeah. I'm going to be out of commission.
I feel like this week, I feel like the week before
spring break.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
2 weeks before spring break.
Are the rough.
Is the rough week for people in project type majors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not STEM majors?
Give me a second.
No, just kidding.
But the week before spring break is tough for exam majors. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Because like project majors, everything's wrapping up right now. Like you're like getting things done. You're finishing up final papers. Like it's all due this coming weekend or maybe next week. But at least for me, it was all this week. Some of it's next week. I have an exam in art history next week. Yeah, it's just hard. I just hope everyone's okay. Just take care of yourself. Drink some tea, get lots of sleep, and eat food.
Eat food and drink water.
Don't forget to eat food and drink water. I know that sounds stupid, but I think
we do it all the time.
Yeah, in the rush of everything, you can forget. It's really easy to forget. And if you're not taking care of yourself, you're going to get sick. And then it's just
take those vitamins. Take vitamin D.
Vitamin C and that multivitamin.
Ashwagandha.
Remember to take care of yourself. Don't forget to do the necessities. And
also make time for yourself. Like, even though you're busy, you can't, like, you have to make time for yourself or you're going to hate it.
Know that maybe if there's, this kind of sounds counterintuitive, but if you have been working and working and working and there's just like one thing, something that's totally separate from the work and can make you feel just a little bit better or like feel like you're doing something for you, be a little selfish. Do that thing. Watch that movie, even though maybe you shouldn't. Watch it. Because at the end of the day, if you're just running on empty the entire time, it's going to be so much worse and you're not going to have as high quality of work as you could if you had at least a little bit of energy, I guess. So
correct.
Be selfish for yourself.
Yes.
And that's that.
And that's the tea on that one.
In the same umbrella of self-care.
Don't ever fucking talk to men. Is that what you were going to say?
Okay. I mean, I wasn't going to say it like that, but I mean, sure.
Just, it'll save yourself time later. Don't do it. Just don't converse. Just don't even, you know what? Don't even look at them.
Oh.
What's a man?
I do think it's interesting. We both have kind of, in obviously varying
very
ways,
different,
very, very different ways, but
very different, but similar. Okay. So that very different, but kind of like, I don't know what that accent is.
Really? You think it's kind of similar? I'll have you elaborate later on that.
Okay.
Just think about
it. I don't. Okay. Yeah. So I'll explain that later.
Yeah. So we both were kind of, do you call it for?
You were like, talking.
Yeah.
You
were talking. Okay. We both were kind of talking to.
We're kind of?
I mean, yeah.
When a man replies to your text separate, 50 separate individual texts, each one he replies to.
Oh.
You are talking.
Okay.
You are talking.
Okay. So we were both talking to guys.
Was I?
Yes, you were. Dumb, dumb.
But was I?
Yeah, you were.
Or did I just get played?
You were talking.
Continue.
So we were both talking to guys separately. So,
obviously. Not the same one.
Not
Could
the same
you imagine
one.
That one?
Yo, what an episode this would be. Guess what? We were talking to the same guy. We didn't even know. We were both talking to guys, and we both are no longer in those talking stages with said guys.
For different reasons.
Not for the positive. Not like, oh, no. It worked out.
No, it didn't work out, actually. And it...
Or, I mean, no, as in, like, no, it worked out. Like, we're no longer talking because we're dating. Ah! I just licked the mic.
Ew, somebody's... Oh, my.
The amount of spit that I know is on...
Bruh. Wait, you're making it seem like we are dating them now.
No, I'm saying it's not like, oh, we're not talking anymore because we're dating. No,
oh, no, we're not talking because they're pieces of shit.
Well, okay, yours is. Mine was an honest.
Well.
Okay, so anyways.
Anyway.
We're no longer in those talking stages with said people,
mm-hmm.
which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's been really interesting to process through this kind of thing on a similar timeline, like with you. Like, it's been like, obviously for me, it wasn't as, it didn't impact me as deeply as it did for you,
mm-hmm.
but it's still been interesting to go through this kind of thing together because we've never done that before.
I know.
So tell me what you thought. Elaborate.
About it or about us?
Either. Maybe start with it and then we'll end with
well,
us.
Well, here's a little synopsis of what it happened. What had happened. Met this guy. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Hung out a few times, four times.
Details.
I don't want to get full details because, like,
You can just say, like, at the bar.
We met at the bar, and that was my first mistake. The guy that you meet at the bar does not care about you. He does not. He may act like it. He does not. Wow, I'm having revelations right now.
I'm so glad.
Thanks. We met at the bar, okay? We hit it off, okay? I liked him. I think he liked me. He had to like me if he asked me to hang out with him four times. Now I'm having flashbacks. So we hung out a couple of times. It was great. And then, you know, that one day where they just are not interested anymore and then they leave you on read for 8 hours and you're like...
Well, you're missing some details of the in-between.
Okay.
When you were together, it was fine.
When we were together, it was fine.
But when you weren't together...
What do you mean?
Well, you know... In my eyes, and I'm just an outsider here, but in my eyes, you can start on Snapchat. When you get that phone number, though, you remain on the text messages.
Correct. One would think.
One would think. But in this man's head, no.
It was more Snapchat and less texting.
I'm actually just going to send weird pictures of me gaming and dancing in front of the camera.
Yuck.
And also pictures of the bottom of my foot. With those dang blisties. Because he's been walking so much.
Ew. Sorry. I got the biggest ick.
Hope that helped. So, basically, there are all these things leading up. But then...
But, okay, well, there was more than that. The second time we hung out, he made me wait. He fell asleep on me and then made me wait 2 hours before he actually hung out with me. You don't make me wait. So sorry. The other kicker hung out with me on Valentine's Day and then left early to go hang out with his friends.
I know his friends are not fun. They're not as fun as you.
They're not as fun as us. And I don't mean get it together, but I mean, like, his friends do not. They are not on our level.
Level?
They are not on our level. Anyway, then, now we can go back to the part where, whatever. Then, after Valentine's Day, a few days after, leaves me on red for 8 hours. And I'm like, brother, you're on that phone. You can't just send, like, a simple ass text like, hey, I'm busy. It takes 2 seconds. Or don't freak out. I know you have an anxious attachment. And I know you are riddled with anxiety throughout that body. Let me just text you to let you know that everything's okay. And I'm not trying to make you upset right now. One would think, you know. But no. Then after that 8 hours, proceeds to send me a picture of a windshield. I left on red. Because like, no, 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 no. Then the next day I texted him. And I was like, can I ask you something? Like, I needed to ask. He answers me and then said, yeah, what's up? So then I was like, what are we? Because you just don't hang out with the... like, you don't hang out with a girl on Valentine's Day. You don't hang out. Like, you don't kiss and stuff. Like, you know, that's giving gonna be a couple here and a few, right? Like, it's giving, like, we may date, right? Do you think? Am I crazy?
If in your point of view, no.
Okay.
In mine?
Yes.
No, you're not crazy in my point of view, but I could read that man like a book. But I was on the outside. You were right in it. And it's hard. When you're in it, it's so hard to see the signs.
And then he doesn't reply to my text, but sends me a Snapchat.
Can you believe that?
Can you believe that?
That's mind-boggling. That's a Scrabble.
And I left him on red because I am not entertaining that. And then he texted me. I texted this man at 11 in the morning and I get a reply at midnight saying, that's a good question. What do you think? I'm sorry. That's what you're going to reply to 10 hours later. That's a good question. How do you see things going? Bruh. Anyway. So then I replied 12 hours later because I'm not going to make it seem like I was waiting. I was, but I'm not going to let him know that. And then I said, I really liked getting to know him and that if he doesn't see it going anywhere, then let's just in and out because, like, let's stop wasting both of our times. Again, doesn't answer, but sends me a fucking Snapchat that I leave on read because, again, what the fuck? Then 4 hours later, he replies with, I'm not ready for a relationship. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
you're missing a crucial part of that message, too.
I'm not looking for anything serious, but I love getting to know you. And maybe our friends can hang out more. Our friend groups can hang out more. I'm sorry.
Our friend groups?
Our friend groups.
He doesn't even know. He doesn't know our friend group.
He doesn't know our friend group.
He didn't even meet me. Come on.
So about an hour later, I responded and I said, I'm not really comfortable with that. And I also don't think we're on the same page. So it was nice getting to chat with you. Hope you have a great one. Instant, he replies and says, understood. Wish you the best, Peyton.
Instant.
Instant.
Truly instant.
Instant. Well, like 5 minutes and then.
But still, though, compared to the timeline of the rest of the texts and the rest of the Snapchats, mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. So I just want to say, for men who do listen to this or have an input when we post this,
your opinion should be left at the door.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. If you aren't vibing with me, if you don't like me and you just want to have like a fling, I'm not that girl. Don't waste my time. Also, just from the get-go, say, I like hanging out with you, but I don't want a relationship. Then I probably still wouldn't have liked you as much as I did. I would have had like my guards up because I know you don't want a relationship, but you had me fooled and thinking that it was going to be something.
Nobody wants to say what they're looking for. Everyone wants to just beat around the bush and be super wishy-washy. But nowadays, that's not what we're looking for.
No. My mom had a good point.
Go for it.
She was like, men right now, especially the college age, they're just looking for sex. And women our age actually want to be committed.
Which both are fine.
They are.
No judgment either way. Fine. But it's hard when you've got this one group of people. And yes, we're generalizing, but obviously there's variation in that. A lot of women don't want anything serious right now, which is totally fine. But I think when you have this group of people that want something serious and this group of people that just wants to have fun because they can, they're clashing. It's just so frustrating and no one wants to be straightforward with what they want.
Tell me.
I think that's the main message of today. Be upfront and honest about what you want. It's 2024. Stop taking the back seat in your life and take the front seat. Grab the driver's wheel and put it in drive.
Oh.
Reverse.
Sorry.
She wants to put it in reverse.
Put that bitch in. I'm cussing a lot. But yeah, I cried. I cried. I did. I cried. Because I felt like a fool.
Is that the main reason why you cried?
No.
Oh.
I also cried because I did feel something. I liked him a lot. And I also, that was the first time in a long time that I felt something like that for someone in a long time.
But was it a long time?
But it was a long time. I didn't even realize I did that. Also, I went out and did it myself.
Yeah.
It wasn't someone I knew from my hometown. It wasn't someone that I met from a friend. I actually went out, which I'm proud of myself that I did that.
You should be.
But also,
no, think of silver linings.
Well, now I know for the next time, boundaries. I'm going to be saying what I want, and if you don't want that, we're done right then and there. Because it's 2024. I'm a woman. I don't need you. You need me is my new motto.
Okay. Mom says day to seven. That's funny.
She does. Correct.
What else, though? Think of, what did you learn from this? Every experience is worthwhile, because you're like, oh, it's such a waste of time. It's not a waste of time if you can think about things that you learned from it.
Okay, but it feels like a waste of time. If
I know it does.
The only reason I say it feels like a waste of time, because if he knew this from the get-go.
I know. But
also, I'm a what-if person. So I spend my time thinking, what if he did this? What if he did that? What if he actually liked me and I just ended it because I decided to be a psycho? Don't do that. If you even have to ask what if, that's your answer. Men who like you will let you know that they like you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he did. He liked me, but he didn't like me as much as I liked him, which is fine. Whatever.
He just wanted something casual.
It's fine.
Think about the fact that now you know, like, not that you didn't know about boundaries before, but the fact that you know now that you need boundaries is a huge deal. I don't think people, I think people totally underestimate the importance of boundaries, especially at this time in your life.
Right.
We are so vulnerable because not only are we getting to a point where like, yes, we have more independence, but we're also trying so many new things. We're finally on our own. I mean, yeah, we're in school. There's still things. But we are truly on our own. We are adulting and trying to figure it out.
Boom.
In 20s, it's a mess.
It is a mess.
But
that doesn't help.
Having boundaries for yourself not only protects your heart, but I think
your peace.
But it also, like, that'll help you find someone that truly wants to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what you want, saying what you want, and not settling for anything less, you're going to find the perfect person for you then.
Boom.
So see the good in this.
I do see the good because also, if I were who I was, what, let's say 2020, 4 years ago, even freshman year, even sophomore year, if I was who I was last year, we'll just go with there, I wouldn't have ended it. I would still be dealing with it. I would still be like, oh, he's not fucking texting me back. But I ended it pretty much before it began, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm proud because
you should be.
I'm growing. I'm a woman.
You are.
And I have the power. You want to talk about yours?
Yeah, I can talk about mine.
Go for it.
It's not as, like, I don't have anger or anything. It was just kind of...
I think yours is, like, the best case scenario of talking to someone.
It probably was, yeah. We had been texting about a month. There's a little bit of a break in between, and then we actually went out and grabbed some coffee. We were going to meet up again, but I think he just realized that he's a different spot in his life right now, and so am I. And he just wanted to figure some things out, and which is totally fair because I think that's kind of where I was at too.
It feels you also just got out of a not just out of but like
it's almost been a year,
a long term relationship, 3 years.
I think that it didn't really feel like the right time for me either to necessarily start anything. I'm really busy right now, and the whole thing of like, let's just say it were to work out, be kind of long distance. Like, I don't know. It just, there were a lot of variables that didn't seem right for somebody that I didn't know that well.
True.
And it would be happening really soon. Like those big decisions you would make with a partner, that would be happening really soon.
Right.
Just in, like, the next 2 months. And so it's like, that's a lot of pressure for two people that just met and have really just been texting.
Yeah.
So I think that is why I'm so comfortable with it. And yeah, I hold no resentment towards him. I had a really nice time talking to him. And I think I'm just so proud of myself because going into college, I had a very clear view of what my life would be romantically. I was with this person for 3 years. We were very much on track to date or to marry or like to get married. And I kind of was just like, yeah, this is it. But then ending the relationship totally transformed what I thought my life was going to be like as far as in my 20s dating in this crazy social media saturated world that we live in. Dating is so scary.
Yeah, it is.
And I just
especially wish, coming out of a...
Yeah.
You kind of went in blind. Like you.
I did. Like I full disclosure, I've been in two relationships. Both were long term. The first one was about a year and a half. No, just a little bit. It was about a year and 3 months. Second one was 3 years. So both started in high school. You know what I mean? Like I'm completely new to this world. And I come from this really safe, comfortable spot of being with somebody for that long. I just, not to sound like a cliche, I just wish things could go back to the way they were when it comes to dating. There was a lot of messed up stuff that happened in decades past dealing with dating and all that. So it's not that I don't want to go back altogether, but I just think there's something that's so
people were honest. Actually in love then.
Yeah, I think there's something that's so honest about the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to sound too critical, but even like listening to my parents and how they fell in love, I think there's something so honest and authentic about it. Not that that can't be achieved now. I don't want to sound too skeptical of dating apps even because we've talked about dating apps before. We've used them.
Yeah.
But I think that for me personally, there's a weird level of it doesn't feel as deep and as authentic on a dating app because you're curating this profile of who you want people to see you as. It's not who you truly are always. Even if you think it is,
and then
it really
you're making
isn't.
Up prompts that really are they you, or are you just trying to seem like you're interesting?
Yeah, exactly. And so I think there's a lot of, again, dishonesty isn't the right word. Superficiality, I think, is the right word. There's a lot of superficiality when it comes to dating apps, and even just casual dating, like your thing. Like, I don't get casual dating.
I can't. I'm a hopeless romantic. I can't do it.
I am too. I know it works for people. And I want to disclaim here. There's nothing wrong with casual dating.
No.
There's nothing wrong with any.
I just kid.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with any dating style. I'm just saying for me personally, I don't know how people do it without getting too attached. And I think I feel so deeply for people that it's hard for me to not get attached. And this is a really long-winded way of saying, I feel like this experience with this guy really made me reflect on what dating's going to be like. And I feel like I have more realistic dating goals. Because with him, I wasn't even considering, oh, we're going to be boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I probably would have thought that. But now, I'm just like, we're just going to go on dates and see what happens. And I think that's a really healthy way to look at things.
So you were casual.
Not even casual. Because casual.
I'm just kidding. No,
yeah, maybe I'm being a hypocrite.
I guess nothing really happened.
It depends on your definition of casual dating. For me, casual dating is just,
you hang out and then you go home and then maybe you hang out again.
Yeah, but it definitely, like this with this guy, definitely felt like it could have led somewhere mm-hmm. because of how much we were getting
you
to know
texting
one another.
A lot.
We were texting a lot about lots of different things and it felt like it was going sort of somewhere, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't going to put too much pressure on it. This is leading somewhere. Like I was just like, we're just going to go on dates and I'm going to see what happens because I'm busy. He's busy. We both have lives outside of one another. I think I am just proud of myself for reevaluating my dating, what dating is going to be like. And also just doing this thing, because I know that for others, this isn't a big thing, just going on a date with a guy you met on a dating app. I know that's not outstanding and crazy for other people, but for me, it's a big deal because I've never been with somebody who is somebody I haven't known my whole life or like known some of their background. Like I didn't go to high school with this guy. I didn't go to middle school with this guy. Not from my hometown.
Truly.
And it's also, it was really nerve wracking, but I did it. And I'm really proud of myself for that.
I'm also proud of you.
Now, I'm off that dating app.
I'm also off dating.
It was nice for the moment. And, you know, we all, like, that's like the joke,
right? I'm never going to the bar again. I'm just kidding.
Okay. She says, I'm just kidding.
Cut off.
But yeah, no, I'm curious to see what you think about now this, like, we're both going through this experience together. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I was a little bummed. Like, I was like, oh, like, I enjoy getting to know him, but mm-hmm. I don't hold any resentment. I don't hold any really sadness towards it. I'm just like, we'll both move on and life will go. And it was nice getting to know someone new who was interesting and kind. So I have to be thankful for that. It really was best case. He wasn't weird. He wasn't gross. Truly very enjoyable, funny, cute. Had the things, you know, had the things that you would want in maybe somebody.
Correct.
So at the end of the day, happy the experience. I'm curious to see what you think about the two in conjunction, whether it's the two people or just how we're dealing with it or both. A lot. Sorry.
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to think. They are not the same person at all. That is pretty clear. We both have different types, but like, I don't know. I just...
Because you said they were different, but similar.
They are different, but similar because we both were kind of like,
Yeah.
Shoot. Well, shit.
Nuts.
Rathus. It looked like... I think I'm trying to say this. See, because now I'm like contradicting myself.
It's fine. Go for it.
I feel like they're the same, but different in the sense that like, I mean, this is like, they are both around the same time. We liked them. Me probably a little bit more, but that's fine. I don't know. We were sad for a little bit. And then we were like, you know what? I'm glad because now we both realize like we don't need that. We also don't have time for it.
What has it been like for you to experience this with me? Harder than it would have been? Or
no, because I had a few days where you were still talking to him. So I could like just, I think I'm over it now. Like, I don't care.
Really?
I think so. I'm not sad anymore.
Are you angry?
I'm not. No.
Nothing?
No.
If you saw him, what would it be like?
Oh, well, awkward because I'm awkward. But if I saw him, I would just be like, oh my God, I have to be fake. I don't want, because if he does, I don't want him to know that it did hurt me.
Hmm.
Because again, my motto. I don't need you, but you need me, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm living by it. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to talk about breakups because I feel like it's kind of this.
It was also nice to, like, we dealt with it differently, which I think is really nice. Like, I need time to sit alone and think. I can't, like, when it ended, I can't talk to people. I have to be alone. I have to think about it. I have to cry. And then when I'm done, then I could go and talk about it. And I will probably talk about it for a week later. But you were like, yeah, I'm sad. I don't know if you're still sad. Probably not.
I don't think so. It's just because of how short it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked for a while, but we just met up once. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be harder, I think, if in that we just talked and got coffee. Like, it wasn't like this really intimate moment. So I think that is why I'm so okay with it. And also, I kind of agree with them. Like, I don't know.
Like, that's why they're different, because the intensity of both.
Yeah, the intensity. Not. I think that's a good way to put it, the intensity.
But I feel like...
I am curious how you think I deal with that kind of stuff. I mean, you saw me with...
I was about to get to that.
Boom.
That, we were pretty similar for, like, the first day where we just cried. But then I still feel like you moved on faster than I did. We did things to try to get our minds off of it, but we allowed each other to be sad, which I think is similar in both of us. We needed time to be by ourselves to grieve, which was the same. But other than that, I don't know.
I think people discount the power of female friendships a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's this big belief that if you're going through a breakup, you need to be by yourself and you need to trash talk the man.
I don't want to do that.
You know what I mean?
I don't like doing that. Because they're...
I just don't think that... I don't think that helps you get over it. I think it makes it worse.
Because I do too.
In doing that, you're still... Not only are you still talking about them, but you're tarnishing the good times you had together. When that happens, then you're like, oh my gosh, why was I even with them? And that, like, you don't want to think that.
Right.
You want to remember the good parts.
But also, like, they're a person too. What they did was shitty. But, I mean, think. They're probably beating themselves up over it too, and you don't even know. And you're just assuming that they're this awful person. Right. Even though, yes, I know it sucks that they do hurt you. And they are shitty for that. But... Mm-hmm. You also don't know what's going on in their head. Like, they could be dealing with something that you have no idea.
Well, and going back to female friendships, I'm so thankful I had you at that time, because I don't know what I would do without female friendships.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to get philosophical with it, but I think there's something so, I sound like a broken record, but there's something so honest about them. And I'm not saying that you can't have that in other types of friendships too. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it sound like female friendships are, you know, superior, but I just think I'm so thankful for women around me, because we all have had this experience in some way, shape, or form. And the advice is going to be different. The experience of grieving the loss, not the loss, but the loss of a relationship or a connection with somebody mm-hmm. is going to look different. But I think I wouldn't have gotten through that time without you. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I would be fine, but I think...
Well, yeah, but...
For me, I need to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I need to... I will continue... I'll think about it, and then I have to talk about it again. And I need to process out loud. Otherwise, I just explode. It's really bad. My first relationship, I didn't talk about anything because nobody liked the person I was with.
And that sucks too.
Yeah.
You still just, again, yeah. I know they were shitty, but can I get it out?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to explode and then I'm going to be shitty. And then you're going to be mad.
Yep.
You just talked to me.
Or if I don't get it out, I'm going to stay with them because I don't realize it's wrong.
That too.
You know?
That's a toughy one.
That's a toughy one.
I've been there.
Yeah. So I think that I'm so thankful for female friendships during... Not only times of hardship, but also times of joy, too. Because I think we lift one another up. And yeah, I think it's just something to be thankful for. So I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you,
too. And I'm proud of you. I want you to know that.
Wow.
I'm genuinely proud of you.
She's got me kicking my feet over here.
Okay, we got too sappy.
Okay, yeah. Well, with that, album and song of the week.
I feel like we need to, like, theme this album and song of the week.
Oh, mine are.
Yours are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not kind of themed. My album of the week is Atlanta Millionaires Club by Faye Webster. I love her. I really do. I've been listening to her a lot recently. I think I've been listening to her since this summer. I found her, shut up, yeah, on TikTok, whatever, shut up, blah, blah, blah. And I found her when I really needed it, because I was low during summer. I was in a state by myself, really, with nobody I knew. I didn't have anything going on. I was sad. I was alone. But anyway, found her at the great time because she's so good. Here's a snippet of Hurts Me Too on Atlanta Millionaires Club by Faye Webster. What's your album of the week, Miss Girl?
My album of the week is All Things Must Pass, George Harrison. Part of it was because it was his birthday.
True. So I knew you were going
to
do it.
I listened to it this week a lot. It's just such a good album. Like, oh my gosh. Like, oh my God. It really is, though. It's so good. And I do believe it's one of the best albums that came out of all of their solo careers.
Hmm.
John and George are my favorite. And I just think it's such a comprehensive album. And there's so much love put into it. And you can just tell part of why I love it is you can really tell how much John influenced George Harrison. Like, even his voice kind of sounds like John. And that kind of happened near the end of the Beatles as a group. But I also think Bob Dylan influenced him a lot. And you can hear that in the songs. I feel like, I'm going to fact check myself on this, but I'm pretty sure Bob Dylan helped him with this album. Not positive. Don't take me on that. I'm going to look it up and take all of this out if I'm wrong.
But if he doesn't take it out, then you know she's correct.
But
she's
if it's
knowledgeable.
Still in here, yes, it's correct. I'm pretty sure he helped. Not positive, but I'm going to put that. I have an inkling.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, it's a great album. I love it. I love George Harrison. It's so peaceful. It's honest. My word of the podcast for me has been honest. I think honesty is huge. It's authentic. That's also another one. It's genuine. That's a synonym.
Not superficial.
Not superficial. Anyways, though, this is, what song should I do? It's good for the conversation today.
Okay.
Because it is representative of friendship and how important it is. So this is If Not For You by George Harrison on All Things Must Pass. Well, what is your song of the week?
My song is Thunder by Lana
Feel
Del Rey.
The thunder.
Fuck off.
Lightning through the thunder.
I just kind of resonated with it, especially since something happened where I do agree. It's like you act like Mr. Brightside when all your friends partying, but like when you're alone, you don't act like that, which I agree. We saw when I just resonated with it, and I was like, wow, I resonated with the entire song, even that part. And then it's just been nice to hear, because I was like, wow, Lana felt this way at one point. I'm not crazy. I'm not the problem. So, yeah. So here's a little snippet of Thunder by Lana Del Rey, featured on the Blue Bannisters album.
You act like fucking Mr. Brightside when you're with all your friends, but I know. When the party ends, just do it.
I guess, like, or whatever, like, we can, like, do your song.
She says, I guess, like, whatever.
So what is it? Let's go.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Leave the attitude at the door. Stop putting attitudes in my mouth. My song of the week is Vacation by the Go-Go's. I love that song. It reminds me of my dad. Shout out to Troy.
You've been playing it a lot.
I've been playing it a lot. But also, okay, nobody realizes how sad that song is. Like, it's covered up. I mean, it's not sad. Sad isn't the right word. But, like, you think it would be,
it has
sad so sunshiny.
Lyrics,
but can't seem to get my mind off of you. Back here at home, there's nothing to do. Now that I'm away, I wish I'd stayed. Tomorrow's a day of mine that you won't be in. When I looked at...
Well, shit.
When you looked at me, I should have run. But I thought it was just for fun. I see I was wrong and I'm not so strong. I should have known all along that time would tell.
Did they write that for me?
I know. A week without you, thought I'd forget. 2 weeks without you and I still haven't gotten over you yet.
What the
You know what I mean?
Fuck?
Like, I know I didn't need to read all those lyrics.
But I'm
I
glad
did.
You did.
Because people don't realize.
It's like that in Mazzy Star.
I know.
Is it Maisie or Mazzy?
Two Z's. I think it's Mazzy.
I don't know.
If it was one Z, I'd say Maisie, but I think it's Mazzy.
I don't know.
Mazzy Star, yeah. The reason I said all those lyrics is because I think that people need to realize how important songs like that are. Not to sound cheesy, like, listen to the Go-Go's.
You need to listen to how honest these songs
listen
are.
Listen to the Go-Go's. Girl power. The whole theme of this day has been girl power. And the Go-Go's are a representative of that. And this song is talking about what we're talking about. So listen to it, please. Please. For me, please. Where my hug at?
What the
Where my hug at? So, anyways.
You look like you would ask someone where your hug's at.
I would. Excuse me. I know you didn't. I do not. This is just a little bit. I wish I could play the whole thing. This is just a little bit of Vacation by the Go-Go's.
Well,
I think we're out of time.
I think we are also out of time. But it was a great chat with you.
It really was a nice chat.
Great conversation.
I enjoyed this.
Some laughs.
had some giggles, had some chuckles. Chuckle.
With that being said,
see you next week.
Catch us next week. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.